USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is finally taking action regarding all the smash-and-grab robberies taking place in his state. Newsom announcing a $300 million plan that would be implemented over the next 3 years to fight retail theft. San Jose Assistant Police Chief Paul Joseph tells Fox News money isn't the only answer to the problem.
If we're only treating the symptoms and not the cause, I'm not sure that we're going to get the results that the governor is hoping for. If people are arrested and then immediately released back on the streets through zero bail, or if they're ultimately not held accountable by the system once they are arrested, then there's really not much of an incentive for them to change their behavior.
AAA is predicting 109 million travelers will drive or fly during the Christmas and New Year's Eve period. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing, if you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has officially started building his own border wall. The Biden administration halted construction of former President Donald Trump's wall at the beginning of the year. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert joins Fox News Live and explains why Texan officials think they need to take matters into their own hands.
I know the Arizona Supreme Court case said state and local law enforcement are not to enforce immigration, but they anticipated surely that the federal government would do their job, keep their guarantee. They hadn't done it.
The family of Brian Laundrie is filing to settle his estate. Laundrie's parents are asking a Florida court to be their son's beneficiary since he died without a will. Laundrie's estate is estimated to be worth about $20,000. He was a primary suspect in the death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The National Football League is changing its COVID-19 health and safety protocols. Under the new guidelines outlined in a memo Saturday, fully vaccinated asymptomatic individuals will no longer be subject to weekly testing. However, unvaccinated players will still have to undergo daily testing. The league's memo also said high-risk players can opt out of the rest of the season and added there will be more flexibility for players to attend meetings virtually. This comes after the league rescheduled several weekend games. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is speaking out regarding the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
It is now widely conceded that America's 20-year war in Afghanistan, the longest in our history, was a tragic bungle of monumental proportions. However, we're just beginning to learn that the final phase of the war was disgraceful in its own appalling way. However, Joe Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Friday said we safely and effectively drew down in Afghanistan.
For the first time in 20 years, there are no U.S. troops in harm's way in Afghanistan this holiday season. We safely and effectively drew down our diplomatic presence. We lifted tens of thousands of vulnerable Afghans to safety in a unique American example of capacity, commitment, and sheer logistics.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.